Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I'm praying for my life.
Welcome to a very special Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Questionable Intelligence Report.
Are we still clinging to that Questionable Intelligence special?
No.
Show?
Yes. No.
Wow.
Louie.
I didn't even know who was playing. I was my brother-in-law, and he was like, oh. I was like, oh, yeah, those guys.
I think it's the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 69ers, I believe.
San Francisco, let's play the Salamiers.
What is a 49er exactly? I think we need our resident sports faggot to call in and let us
know.
Well,
49er is a history lesson. It's the 1849ers. You not remember those guys?
Is that like the gold rush bullshit?
There we go. Bling, 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 ding, ding. Salami hidden in you. Let's do it.
Yeah, no, I know what they are. I was just being, ignorant for the sake of...
Facetious even?
Yeah, I guess that's a word we could use.
It's a word, all right. I'm going to forgive you.
What's up, queers?
What up?
What in the butt?
So today is a day
where 30-second slots are, what, are they 5 million now? 5 million?
It's got to be something like that by now.
What, 30 seconds of commercial airtime is $5 million?
Yeah, something
like that. It's got to be like 4 or 5 by now.
Just with like 10, 20 grand, I would be fucking set.
Oh, dude, when I worked at Pepsi and they wouldn't give me benefits or a full-time position, but then they turn around and spend $10 million on the Super Bowl. You know how much I was cursing those bastards out?
Unbelievable. Hey, listen, they got to cut corners too, man. You're a corner. You're a corner.
God forbid you give me like $10,000 or some benefits.
Unfucking believable.
How much did they spend on the Super Bowl? $10 million?
Oh, God.
Probably more than that because their commercials play a few times, so.
Well, the difference between the thing is that keeping Mick alive would cost them money, but spending money on the Super Bowl will actually, bring them revenue, whereas, Mick will just cost them time and energy and just reputation.
All around a lot better. Just like, oh, now I've got back problems. You know what? I'll let you go. Is that what happened, Nick? You were picking up a quarter of a case of Pepsi's, a six-pack, and you're like, oh, tink in there.
Exactly.
There he is again. We had lost him. We had lost him for a second.
Yeah, sorry. I'm in my basement. I have no service down there.
You're in your basement.
You're laying in the basement?
What?
What's the difference between that and every other, session that, you're usually outside when you call it.
Yeah.
All right. So you're the gimp today at the gay club.
Exactly.
No, he's Bud Bundy today, living in his parents' basement.
What was that guy's name in real life? MC what? MC what? Bud Bundy?
David Faustino.
Did he have a handle?
David Faustino.
Did he have a DJ name, a rapper name?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Grandmaster B. Grandmaster B. That's right.
Grandmaster.
What was his? He actually tried to get a rap career started though. What was his rap name, or was he just like David Faustino, the rapper?
Oh, like in real life? I don't know.
Yeah. In real life, try to do something.
Yeah. So did Brian Austin Green. But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. David Faustino tried to get a rap career started, and, we know him as David Faustino from Married with Children. However, Brian Austin Green from 90210 tried to get a rap career started, and he's just banged a baby into Megan Fox.
Yes.
So he must have done something right.
Oh, before that, didn't he already get, please, he's been like with like three of my favorite chicks of all time. He's like the man.
Wait, he nailed three of your favorite chicks of all time?
Yes.
He nailed our moms?
Damn.
He probably did.
Great man.
No, let's hear who three of Mick's favorite chicks of all time are. I'm interested to hear this.
Okay. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
She was pretty banging away back in the day.
And Vanessa Marcel.
Vanessa Marcel.
Oh, don't know her. She black?
She's Spanish-ish. Hispanic.
Yes. I'm pretty sure he knocked her up, too.
He nailed her?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he had first name of baby.
Jesus.
Nope. Which? Who?
Vanessa Marcel.
Vanessa Marcel. Why don't you? Oh, you're not. Are you in a place where you can Google her?
No.
She's all right. She's a cutie, but probably not anymore. Megan Fox has gotten massively less attractive since Brian Austin Green put his penis in her. I mean, I think he ruined women.
They probably all have.
Muffin top and everything.
Did he do Nikki Cox? Is that why she looks horrible now? Or is that just the Bob Goldthwait thing? Is that what ruined her?
Bobcat. Yeah, I think it was Bobcat.
God. Are they still married?
No. She's actually, I believe she's with somebody really horrible. Oh, yeah. She's with Jay Moore now.
Really?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Who is one of my least favorite people on the planet.
I know you despise
Did you guys ever see Jerry Maguire? Did you guys ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Well, he played like a scumbag sports agent named Bob Sugar. That's his actual real personality.
What is it about him that you despise so much? I dislike him. I don't actively like carve wooden dolls in, like you did.
Stick your penis in them.
What is it about him, Mike? The small teeth that make him look feral?
It's the smarminess. He was, you know what it was. You know what actually turned. Besides his smarmy, disgusting face and behavior, what destroyed him for me was I don't know if you guys remember years ago when Opie and Anthony were big in New York.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I do remember
several
that.
Many years ago.
Obviously Howard Stern hated them and wanted them off the air, which was bullshit because they wanted to coexist peacefully, and they actually cited him as a huge source of their, childhood inspiration and shit like that.
And that's why he fell off.
Well, yeah, they fell off too pretty badly.
Are they on the radio still? Question.
Yeah, I think they're on, I'm pretty sure they're on satellite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe they're actually on the same satellite station as Howard Stern.
Yeah. Love it.
They were largely responsible for some of Jay Moore's fame in New York because he was one of the regular guys and they helped to promote him and he was at a lot of their events and all this other shit. And then he went on Howard Stern's show and trashed them a couple of times afterwards, which was just really fucked up.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anthony actually are on the radio. They're on Blog Talk Radio after us. We're their lead.
We're the lead-in.
We're the lead-in for Opie and Anthony. Yep. That's actually good news for us. Horrible news for them, but horrible news for them.
No, it's bad for us because they'll take us off soon enough. Whoa.
actually, come to think of it, didn't they just open for us? Weren't they on before us?
They might have.
Yeah.
That would explain why we have extra listeners today. All five of them.
Someday.
Yeah. I can't believe Howard Stern is still on the air because people are actually paying to listen to him. That blows my mind.
That's true.
Yes,
and
it does.
And a substantial amount that they make, apparently. You know, it's not like they're talking at least millions, you know, which I would pay $5.
To me, he fell off a long time ago. He totally went. I mean, he's like Mr. Fucking Hollywood now. He might as well just.
Mm-hmm.
He might as well just pack it in.
Does he do one of those American Idol shows or some shit?
Yeah, I think it's like X Factor or something.
He did. No, which one was it? Was it
America's
Got
Talent?
America's Got Talent, maybe.
Yeah,
like
I think
it was
America's Got
Talent. Shows. I don't even know. I can't.
It's the lowest of those shows.
It's they're all. There's no such thing as the lowest of those shows, Lou. They're all horrible.
Equally terrible. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I understand, but still, that one's somehow just a little lower, because it's not like singing, it's like circus acts and stupid shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I would rather watch that. If I had to watch one of them, I'd rather watch the one that's not just singing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Still, though.
These people doing comedy, quote-unquote comedy.
I swear to God, some lady did a U-turn in front of me. And her double chin was larger than her forehead. It was incredible.
Was it Honey Boo Boo's mom?
No. But a kin. White lady. Not that way. You know, but...
Do you guys know about this Honey Boo Boo? Have you guys seen this?
I've never seen it. I've heard about it, but I've never actually seen it. So I don't really know anything about it.
I haven't really seen the show. I guess flipping through the channels, I saw a commercial of a show and somehow was on. They were eating a deer or something. But I know of her. And she's a child, yet I despise her. Like, I really dislike
that
child.
You cannot despise that child. You cannot despise that child. I mean, it's irrational for you to despise that child because it's not her fault that she's a mess.
I know.
It's not.
I still think so. It is irrational, but...
But here's the thing. I mean, she came off that. She. The basis for her quote unquote fame is just sketchy at best to begin with, because she came off that show called Toddlers and Tiaras, which is about you know, the child beauty pageants.
Right. I'm assuming she was a huge failure at that. No, she had.
Apparently she wasn't. She wasn't that much of a failure, which is surprising because she's ugly as fuck. But, you know, she probably did, like, the Southern tour, and, I mean, she's got two eyes, one nose, and two ears, you know, so that's pretty beautiful to those fucking inbred mutants
inbred.
Down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, she doesn't have any extra limbs and anything like that, so she probably did fairly well down in the Southern circuits, but this creature... Its mother is just this gelatinous blob of Southern stereotype. It's horrible. And I actually saw a picture the other day of her neck crust. She's got so many chins that there's actually barnacles growing underneath one of them.
Wait, hold on.
One of those skin tags. Nice. Let me get some of that shit.
Hold on a second.
Skin tags that are growing across her neck?
Yes.
It's the best. Once I actually had one of those on the center of my back. Oh, that's
the center of your back?
The center of my back. I had like a fucking back pit. One of those spongy little growths. Those
growths.
It was horrible. This dude at Starbucks when I worked at the hard sale one. Like, patted me on the back, this Puerto Rican dude. And he was like, "Oh, what's that?" I was like, "No, that shit bothers me. I don't know what the fuck it is." So I had my ex, Rebecca, take toe clippers, those big jams, clip that shit right off. It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, that's how I've gotten it. I used to get them on my eyelids once in a while, believe it or not. Little, like, mole type skin tag things. And I just,
weird.
That's exactly what I get them off with, the fucking clipper, man. It's got to be a man, Mick. I know
yeah,
that's a foreign concept to your ass, but.
That shit looked like a bean sliced in half, like a hollow bean. It was awesome.
Jesus.
I was like, whoa, this is awesome.
Speaking of man, I think I swallowed my tongue ring today.
You had a tongue ring? No.
You didn't know Mick had a tongue ring?
No. Mick, do you have a tongue ring?
Yes, he's got a tongue. I'm pretty sure we've actually had this exact conversation with Lou before, Mick.
I think I have to get rid of it, though, because I'm pretty sure I swallowed half of it during lunch today.
Well, I'm just not entirely sure why you still have it.
Yeah, there's really no reason I have it anymore. I should just get rid of it.
I'm not sure
you're
we have it in the first place, but...
Well,
you're not eating pussy anymore.
No.
That's fucked up. Well, it's not so much about not eating pussy anymore. It's about, how exactly does a tongue ring on a man enhance a woman's pleasure orally?
Well, same. You know, poke.
I was going to say, I don't know specifically, but they seem to like it.
Yeah,
I can't sit here and tell you, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the ball does specifically for
Well, I mean, if it's just like the cold steel, for example, like, I could just get a couple of ball bearings and throw them at her clit.
You should do that from, like, 20 feet away. Start.
Yeah, exactly.
What do we got to do, Mike?
Yeah,
I
agree with you on that. Like, if it's just, like, the coldness or the metal or whatever.
The metallic hard bits or whatever. Yeah, like, I could just get a mouthful of BBs, for example.
Right.
And go down on a girl. And then spit them in her face.
Start shooting her.
Mike, you're gonna tie a piece of string around the head of your penis, so it could be some kind of, you can pretend it's a clit, and Mick will go down on you, and then you tell us how it is.
Well, see, you know what? That's the thing that I never understood, the cock piercings.
No. But see, here's the thing. I can understand how, because one of my ex-girlfriends had a tongue ring, and I didn't think it was particularly awesome, but it is slightly different. The only reason that it's different is because it's like this extra little lump, you know, so it's texture.
Yeah.
But that's on a dick. So my theory is that Mick sucks a lot of dick.
That is not true.
That's not a theory, Mike. That's proven.
Because it doesn't make sense for oral sex on a woman. So all I can think of is that he must have at some point had a regular face customer that just really loved the sensation.
Throating him.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, I got this in like 1998, so.
Wow. Jesus.
I was doing better back then, but.
Yeah, but I see, but like, okay, like the only other people I know who have tongue rings that are men, besides like the bisexuals, are, or just straight up gays, are ravers. And you weren't one of those either.
No, I'm not a raver. Like I said,
so
I
think
can't...
we can surmise that Mick either loves cock in the mouth or he just makes no sense. Can we agree on that hypothesis?
But see, then the clear answer is that it makes no sense because there's millions of things that I do in my daily and life in general that don't make any sense. So that just goes along with that.
Well, speaking in the same breath, though, Mikey, so I think it's about time you said goodbye to your earring, too.
No. I love my earring, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's late 90s, early 2000s, too. Just saying.
Nah, brother. I might put a stud in there. I might put, like, a diamond stud in there or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Italian.
I
just got to keep it classy.
I still have my ear pierced, and I hardly ever wear an earring anymore. How often do you
really?
Wear an
earring? Really? You think I should get rid of the earring while kidding aside?
A diamond? Definitely not. Big old diamond in there.
No, I was joking about the diamond, asshole.
How often do you wear your earring?
Every day, all the time. I never take it out.
Oh, okay, do you? Okay.
Yeah, it took me years to find the right kind of earring that I wanted, because I always wanted the, circlet with the ball in the middle, you know.
Right, right.
I had to go to Hot Topic to find that shit.
You know, you used to find chicks with a little nose ring sexy, but you don't see that anymore. Like a little stud in the nose? For some reason,
I never found
that
particularly sexy.
That.
I still see those, but I never found them particularly sexy because from a distance, it looks like a booger or something.
No, they're cute. I mean, I'm a fan of pretty much all of them in general. I like what I think is cute, which is kind of weird, is the dimple piercings, which I know most people don't have. But, like,
yeah, those are weird. I don't like those.
No, that's weird. No.
Mickey just likes holes on the face that he can put his little noodle penis in.
Minuscule.
Like, oh, I can sit in there.
He's like, oh, maybe she takes that out. Like, I could fuck the side of her face for a bit.
Well, I'm sure she's down with that.
I'd like to try to fuck her through her cheek. Have to come out the other side.
Well, they, like, honestly, that was a, you know, an actual nose ring. You know, not like a nose stud, but a girl with a nose ring. I've seen a couple girls with nose rings that I would bang, totally. Even lip rings. I've seen a couple girls with lip rings. Piercings on women aren't, if it's excessive and they just, you know, it's like, what's her name from Pulp Fiction with all the shit on her face?
Oh, yeah.
Right. I don't think I've ever kissed anybody with a lip ring. I don't think I have.
Oh, that's Trudy, my wife.
Trudy, that's right. Trudy, yep.
Mm. It doesn't, like, get in the way or anything?
What?
A lay?
Like a lip ring?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, you know, if it's not new, it doesn't matter, and it's just, you know, slides across the underside of your dick just like any other piercing.
Okay.
You know. Or tickles your butthole.
Yeah, what I'm seeing now is people trying to get reconstructive surgery for their stretched out earlobes.
Oh,
it's actually not
I
that,
saw this.
Yeah,
I
I've
saw
seen
this
that.
Thing. Wait, hold on. I saw this thing. It was like a. I want to say it was a True Life on MTV episode where it was one of these dudes who had everything tatted and pierced and he had crazy stretched out earlobes and whatnot, which we've all seen before. But what he was on the show for is because he was having surgery to get his silicone horns removed from his head.
Yeah.
This dude had horns implanted into his forehead.
Yeah. I've seen all sorts of shit like that. Dudes with a ridge all across the back of their head.
Well, yeah, see, this
you know,
dude
like
had, like, ridges all over his arms. Yeah, he had ridges on his arms. But he had fucking horns in his head, and he went to, like, the plastic surgeon to get them out, and the doctor's looking at him, and he's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this because I've never done this. And like I don't know what to tell you.
This is out of the realm of fucking...
Yeah, practice. This is not normal... You know, medical
tit jobs.
Exactly.
Well, have you ever seen the guys? Have you ever seen the guys with like this, like the mohawk of spikes screwed into their skull?
Yeah.
You ever seen those?
Yeah.
That's like Fist
fucking...
of the North Star shit.
Right.
Yeah, that is actually. I don't know.
It was
man.
So
I mean...
gross because this dude who had the horns taken out. First of all. They flew out of his head. Like, I don't know how tightly the fucking, you know, the hole that they had to put his head. Yeah, they fucking popped out like a bouncy ball. Like one of those things like that fucking come out of the vending machines. Like, when they opened up his head, it flew out of his head. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Wow. That's awesome.
And when they had to put it together, like, his skin was, like, so overlapping from the horn that it was, like, fucking retarded. Like, it was so hideous.
Well, like, that's what they with the stretched out earlobes, what they actually do is they actually snip off the excess skin and then, like, curl the earlobe inward to make it round again, and then they just sew that together. Because I saw a kid who actually had that. I was like, dude, did you get, like, one of your earrings ripped out? Like, why do you got stitches on your ear? He's like, no.
Yeah.
I had gauges and, you know, I had getting them fixed or whatever. Like, well... Then why would you stretch that shit out in the fucking first place, you moron?
Totally.
Yeah, that's
you
one
not...
thing. Like, I get tattoos and piercing and stuff like that, but I don't get the whole, I don't get any of that stuff, like the crazy body modification stuff.
Well,
yeah,
I can
no,
get
the gauges,
even, like, the, like, you know, the ridges and stuff. Like, you're a freak show. You're part of the Jim Rose freak show act. But the stretched earlobe was like a uniform, you know, that everybody had. It was like a, you know, like a,
yeah,
like a normal
like
piercing
it, stuff.
It's just never attractive in any way, shape, or form to anyone. Like, even
right.
to themselves, I'm sure that wasn't attractive. It was like they were caught up in some kind of mass hysteria that was cool.
Yeah, I never got it.
Did you ever see the guys with, like, gauges in their noses? Okay, I actually saw a picture online of a dude who had put it, a gauge, like, in the nose ring spot, and they
okay.
showed it what it looks like when it was out, and he's just got a massive hole
really?
In his nose. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
Yeah, because it is. Well, imagine that affects your filtration of stuff.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's one thing for earlobes because they're kind of, they really don't serve much purpose. They're just like the hanging flesh from a very complex, you know, sound and filtration system. But your nose is there to stop things from going into your face.
Right.
Like, you know, your nose is used to smell things, to breathe. Like, you don't want to put more holes in that, because the holes that are there are surrounded by, like, special, very heavily specialized follicles that serve a very specific evolutionary purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why would you put holes in your face like that? I don't understand.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah, I don't get it either.
But what, Mike? Why didn't you grow up to be a nosologist? Such a honker.
A nosologist?
Yeah.
Well, because most doctors took a look at my nose and they were like, "You should be a professional bloodhound." And then I was like, then I started smoking cigarettes, and that just destroyed my sense of smell. So, just because I have a gigantic bus parked on my face. That I should be like an expert on everyone else's noses.
Yeah, well, you obviously are. You were telling you were schooling us on.
You don't have a small nose either, hawk face.
Yeah, but I didn't fucking, you know, get diagrams and, you know, the nose books and have pop up diagrams.
It is true that when I turn my head, I have to look out like a couple of feet ahead of me, but I'm not going
to
know it.
You have to signal, like, look out, everybody, I'm turning my head.
Be like, I'm turning my head. Turning my head, guys.
The reverse.
Actually, I usually have to tell people in Canada that I'm turning around. The whole Eastern Seaboard has, like, a warning signal go off when I turn my head.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, remember when the power was knocked out on the East Coast?
Mm-hmm.
A few years back? The whole East Coast? Yeah, that was...
Oh, was that you?
Yeah, I turned my head too fast. I didn't warn anybody.
Wow.
Took out like a whole transformer. It was crazy.
Damn, son.
The thing that I remember the most of that time is I was really thin back then. You remember when I got really thin?
Yeah, when you had that fucking turkey neck.
Yeah.
Well, we had a turkey
neck. That was
great.
He lost weight, and he lost weight so much that. Like, he still kind of has like a moon face, even though it was very thin.
Right.
So it was just and the way he's built, he's always had, like, you know, kind of broad shoulders. So he had like these broad shoulders and this moon face and this like weird wobbly little neck jutting forth from his shoulders and attached to his stupid face. It was strange, man. It looked weird.
Look good. That was 40-something pounds ago. God damn.
Really? You gained 40 pounds back?
No, I gained more. I gained all of that back. And more.
Yeah, but you look a lot better than you did when you used to weigh that much. It's probably because you lift a lot of shit and there's actually muscle there. Oh, I wouldn't go that far. that's all right. Now that Mick was looking pretty good for a while, but then when his back got fucked up, I'm sure he got really sedentary, and I'm sure he's a fat mess.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done anything physical in 4 months, so I'm probably a fat mess right now.
Is that getting any better? I mean, is there light at the tunnel, or what's going on?
I feel like I'm close to functional now. Like, I can walk around and not be in pain, and my back actually feels fine, but I'm still in a little bit of pain in my leg. But I had a couple of steroid shots, and I'm taking my pain pills, so, like, I can get around now a lot better.
Nice.
So I'd say I'm not 100%, but I can get through my day without any issues.
Did your face puff up from steroids?
What?
Did your face puff up from steroids?
I think it puffed up more from not working out and eating like a fat bastard for the last 3 months. But
Let me ask you a question. Can we say now that the lesson learned here is that you are absolutely too old at this point to be trying to suck your own dick?
I will never admit to that. Never.
Find your leg.
You guys should really watch that show Metalocalypse, because there was an episode that was dedicated pretty much to them, each and every one of them trying to pretend like they weren't trying to suck their own dicks.
Right.
And then they all, each and every one of them got stuck upside down trying to suck their own dick.
That's pretty funny. All right, see, so I just weighed myself I'm fully clothed and I'm wearing shoes, but I just weighed myself and I weighed 171. And, like, this summer I was, like, in the high 150s, low 160s. So I gained, like, 10 pounds.
Not horrible.
Jesus, I've been afraid to weigh myself for the last probably about 4 or 5 months.
I would be too if I were you.
Well, as fattest as I've been, I still haven't hit your level. Fired.
I'm going to say you're right up there with me now, buddy.
I've always been taller than you, but you've outweighed me. How does that make you feel?
fuck.
Dick. Anyway, I'm pretty sure every man on the planet has tried to suck their own dick at least once.
Yeah, at least once.
Yeah, but when you're like 16, not like now.
Yeah, when you're like, 32.
When, 35. What's the difference, right?
Been a while, but...
No, man. I'm pretty sure the last time I tried to suck my own dick was in my early 20s, because anything after that was after I got high blood pressure. I'm pretty sure that I was afraid of getting a heart attack.
Right. Or pass out from that.
And that would be a terrible way to be found. Terrible.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, Lou's already...
I'm not trying to, like, pop it
exactly.
Out. Yeah.
I already made a pact with Lou that if I ever die, like, he's supposed to go wipe all my hard drives and shit.
That's a smart move. I wish I had some way to do that.
Like, he's supposed to delete my porn history, basically, which I actually had to go through to get to the Blog Talk Radio thing to sign in for today. So
you still got to the show on time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just looked at the history. I didn't watch all the porn. I was just confronted with...
Yeah, but still, even just to go through all the history, I figured that would take at least 20 minutes.
I love that. I mean, having a history sucks because if it's there when anybody else is there, then they can see your porn history.
Yeah.
But when I'm by myself, it's awesome because I can actually see a cross-section of what I masturbate to. That's really... That's
right,
what it is.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Your porn history is representative of what you masturbate to.
Of what you like. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You know, and my porn history is fairly tame, but, like, I've logged onto my girlfriend's computers and seen some horrible stuff, man. Horrible stuff.
Donkey shit?
No, like, you know, 5 black dudes on a blonde chick.
Really?
You know, like... Oh, God, I think that was what Betty watched, actually. I think it was one of the things Betty did. I shouldn't even say her name because she's a sweetheart. But yeah, Betty, if you're listening out there, you have a dirty fucking mind. 5 black dudes on one blonde chick. Man, that's a, you know what? I'm not sure. What would you think is worse? To find out that your girlfriend's into scat porn or that she's into, like, five black dudes face ramming a blonde chick?
That's scat porn, I think. I mean, it's tough, but it's scat porn.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but you gotta think that, like, at least scat porn, you know she'll probably never do.
Well, if she's watching it, she wants to do it. Especially if she got a few links in that history.
Yeah, but, like, I think the barrier between getting fucked by five black guys and the barrier between, you know, getting fucked by somebody while they're shitting on you, I think that's it might be a heavier burden, a heavier barrier to go through to get shat on.
Well, says you, because you know you don't want it. You know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
So foreign to you, but someone who's in that mindset.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question,
though.
Here's the difference. In order to find somebody who'll shit on you, you'd have to scour internet sites and basically put, like, underground ads up for somebody to shit on you. Or you'd have to be, like, kind of, you know, enterprising with the people that you meet and just be like, hey, you know, in the middle of stuff, hey, shit on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like toss that in there. You'd probably have to go through
right.
quite a few people before you'd find somebody. In order to get five black guys to fuck you, you really just have to go down to Harlem with your tits out.
Harlem? Anywhere.
Well, yeah,
you
know, anywhere, you know, the Bronx.
You don't want to go to Harlem. Mike, walk outside of your apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what it's just more difficult to get the shit porn to happen.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I still think the scat is worse, though. Like, it's not
yeah.
worse, but just worse to see on, like, your girlfriend's computer.
Well, I mean, that's just the thing, though. Like, just because it's there, unless there's, like, a few different videos, you can't take one video as indicative of what they're into. Because I've watched some shit.
That's true.
That I've
yeah,
had
yeah,
no
I know.
Reason to master. Like, I've never masturbated to it. Like, I watched
right.
a prolapse party, and it wasn't a turn-on in any way. It was
I don't get that at
amazing.
All. Yeah. As much as I like butts, I don't get that.
No, I love anal, love girls' buttholes and all that stuff.
Right.
But, like, when they start pushing their intestines out of it,
yeah,
that's when
yeah,
I have to draw the line.
Cool. It would be the same thing if they, just, you know, push their uterus out through their pussy or whatever.
Yeah,
no, that's pretty gross, too. Actually, I have seen porn where, like, someone's fingering a butthole and they curl their fingers out of the vagina.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, the membrane. And
that's not
attractive either.
Wow, really? Okay, I haven't seen that. That's the one out there.
Nick, I mean, I've had access to the internet for longer than you have. I've seen some shit.
I have seen some shit. Yeah.
Literally, I have seen some shit.
Okay. I had an ex-girlfriend that was into trannies.
Interesting.
She liked women and men, so she was like, I don't know, I guess she combined the two.
I guess that's not that bad, though. I mean, from a chick.
No,
from a chick's point.
No, for them, I guess that's
fine. No, that's, you know, that's not disturbing to me. I mean, that your love of trannies, Lou, is disturbing to me. I'm a little weirded out by that.
I tell you. Asians, lady boys. Lady boys. Why is Thailand, like, just full of lady boys? I don't understand.
Because it's so easy for, like, gender reassignment surgery over there is not only extremely common, but, like, they've kind of perfected the art over there.
That's crazy. Why there? Why, you know, all places?
Plus, I mean, you know, I guess there's sort of an androgyny in young Asian people.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah. They're all, you know, well, yeah, that's why I don't really like that much Asian women, because, you know, they're little titties, little ass, not really, you know.
Well, things are changing, my friend. I've seen quite a few big-ass Asian girls,
yeah,
which is just, like, awesome.
They're not quite there as the fat-bottomed white girls have come up in the last couple of generations, but, yeah, they're getting there.
Right.
They're at the beginning stages.
Yeah, yeah. The embryonic stages of big ass.
It's this melding, this confluence of races, I guess. Just the big ass gene is.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Ain't nobody got time for big asses.
I got time for big asses. I got all the time in the world for big asses.
Yeah, I got all day. Damn, are we still on? What day is today?
Yeah, I love me a big ass. Yeah, we could technically just go because we have 5 minutes before the site cuts us off.
We have 5 minutes before our Opie and Anthony starts?
Oh, well, let's be great.
So what are you doing for the Super Bowl tonight there, Lewis Comanche?
Me? I'm at the in-laws. I'm out in front of their house. Go upstairs and fall asleep on their couch.
Nice. Oh, that'll be it.
And you, gentlemen?
I'm probably going to be holding Mick down and feeding him my balls for a while.
Nice.
We do that every Sunday, though. I guess a little
old. No, I'll probably be going over somebody's house and sponging off their food and shit.
That's basically what I'm doing, too.
Good. Go for it, gentlemen. I'm going upstairs and drink a beer and fall asleep.
Yeah, I pray for you guys. I wish you a very... I hope all of you have anal and not receive it. I hope all of you give it.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Even you, Mick. Yeah, even you. I hope your penis by the end of the night ends up in somebody's butthole.
That won't happen tonight. But I appreciate it a lot.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you'll get lucky and Jeremiah will invite you in.
I don't think so.
Never know. Hit it, Mia.
You guys have known each other a long time, then, you know.
Yeah, that is true. We've reached a certain level of friendship, but I don't know about that.
All right, gentlemen.
Hopefully I'll see you guys in a couple weeks, and you can take care of it.
Nah.
Let me know.
Nah, I don't like you guys.
All right, fellas.
Later. Bye.
All right.
Later.
Bye, babies.